Thanks, Louise. Now to the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Saturday the 10th of January. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Fisher, German Bight, Plymouth, Biscay, Fitzroy, Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Bailey 1001, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. North Utsira, southerly 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, fair, good. South Utsira, southeasterly 5 to 7, fair, good. Forties, Cromarty, Forth, southeast veering south 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, east veering south 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, east or southeast 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, wintry showers, moderate or good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Cyclonic, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5, backing south 5 to 7 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good. Fitzroy, Sole, west 4 to 6, backing south or southwest 6 to gale 8, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, northwest backing south 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, west 5, backing south 6 to gale 8, rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, west 5 to 7, becoming cyclonic 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, rain, good, occasionally poor. Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, south 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 later, wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in east, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 until later in far south, otherwise northeasterly 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, south by east, 4, 22 miles, 1008, now falling. Stornoway, south, 5, more than 38 miles, 1007, steady. Lerwick, south by east, 6, recent rain, 24 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Lucas, southeast, 2, slight rain, 3 miles, 1012, rising. Bridlington, northeast, 3, 1010, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 7, 2 miles, 1004. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by north, 6, 1008. Jersey, northwest, 4, recent rain, 19 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 5, 1011. Scilly Automatic, northwest, 6, 8 miles, 1015, rising. Valentia, northwest by west, 3, 15 miles, 1016, rising slowly. Ronaldsway, northeast, north by east 2, 19 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Malinhead, south 3, slight snow showers, 4 miles, 1010, now falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, complex areas of low pressure will lie close to the United Kingdom, bringing some rain or showers to most areas, along with strong winds in places. Atlantic fronts will then progress eastwards on Saturday night and on Sunday, with strong winds and gales developing and outbreaks of rain, which could turn to sleet or snow across some northern and eastern waters. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in northeast, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain or sleet later. Good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, variable 2 to 4 at first in south, otherwise southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in north, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain or sleet. Good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, variable 2 to 4, becoming south 4 or 5, increasing 6 or 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later. Wintry showers, mainly fair later, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later. Wintry showers, fair later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, cyclonic, mainly northerly 4 to 6, becoming easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 4 or 5 later. Occasional rain or sleet, then mainly fair. Good, occasionally poor at first. North Foreland to Selsea Bill, northerly or northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5, veering southeasterly 2 to 4 later. Occasional rain at first in east. Good, occasionally moderate at first in east. Selsea Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southeast 6 or 7 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less, then south or southeast 5 to 7 later. Showers at first, rain later. Good, occasionally poor later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, northwesterly 4 to 6, at first in south, otherwise variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly or southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, becoming south or southeast 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, becoming southwest 3 or 4, backing south or southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Showers at first, rain later, good, occasionally moderate, becoming moderate or poor later. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8 later, perhaps severe gale 9 later in north. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, cyclonic, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, south or southwest 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first, backing south or southeast 7 to severe gale 9 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, south or southeast 6 to gale 8, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping. Now it's time for prayer for the day, presented by Rabbi Warren Elf.
Good morning and Shabbat Shalom. In synagogues around the world this morning, we'll be starting to read the book of Exodus. In this week's section, we read the story of the burning bush, where Moses, while tending his father-in-law's sheep, comes across a bush that appears to be on fire, but is not burning or being consumed. This catches his attention, and he gets closer to have a look. The text says an angel of God appears in the fire, and that God speaks to Moses from the bush. The voice identifies itself as the God of his father's house, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. This would certainly have been very much out of the ordinary for Moses. God tells Moses that he must go back to Egypt and tell Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. Moses asks what God's name is, and he simply is told, Eyeh Asher Eyeh, translated as I am that I am, or I will be what I will be. Does that help Moses? It seems to in some way. But does that help us to understand what God is? What does God mean for us? How and when do we experience God in our lives? Well, I'm not